Asked me if it was going to be a short sermon. Our reading was about Zacchaeus, but for me, if I was going to take a text from this reading, it would be the last verse that we read. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. That for me is this portion of scripture. And from our reading in verses 1 and 2, it said, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was chief among the publicans, and he was rich." So Zacchaeus was a rich publican this year, and it seems he was taking a lot of money that wasn't rightfully his. You know, it isn't how rich you are when you're dealing with the issues of it in eternal life. It's how lost you are. It's how lost you are. Also, money isn't an issue as far as acquiring salvation, because you don't have to have a penny in your pockets in order to get saved. And a lot of people don't understand that these days. Zacchaeus was a rich man, it tells us. Yet he may have also been in a state of life where he is miserable, where he was miserable. And many people today have lots of money, yet they are still miserable. They think that money will give them all they need in life. Yet they find that the more they find themselves in bondage to it. It's a case of the more you have, the more you want. And we can see that right away through history and right up to date. People who have a lot of money still want more. It's like a drug to them. They have to have it. Having money in itself is not a wrong thing, though. You know, and that's what we've got to think about. But coveting after money can bring you right down. Also, the love of money has ruined many lives and many families. Verse 3 says, he wanted to see who Jesus was. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. I used to go to the football match when I was younger. And we always had to get down to the front to see anything, because it didn't matter where you were, you always got this big guy used to stand in front of you and you couldn't see a thing, and you missed half the football match. But Zacchaeus had a plan. He had a plan. He knew which tree he was going to climb, and he knew exactly what he was doing. And Zacchaeus had something burning in his heart as well. In regards to Jesus, he had made it his business to see who Jesus was. He wanted to see who this man was. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he just needed to see who this man was. He must have heard. He must have heard a lot of things about Jesus in the times, but he needed to see for himself. There was a stirring in his spirit. He had heard about this Jesus, but he needed to see him for himself and to know more about him. So here was a man beginning to seek. He come to the place in his life where he was seeking after things. He had all the money in the world, but he needed something else in his life. He needed God. He didn't know that at the time, but he needed God. And it gets to the point after a while where people's hearts long to know God. It's happening day after day. People are longing to know God for themselves. It's then when life is so much better, when you truly know the Lord, so much better when you begin to truly love him with all your heart. You know, there's nothing better than knowing Jesus for yourself. It is then when you find there's no friend like this wonderful Jesus. No friend. You know, We can have one encounter with Jesus, and it can go. We can go to such great lengths to find out how we can get our lives changed. But just meeting Jesus, that's all they need. That's all we need. That's all people need. Just that one encounter to totally change them. This one encounter, one time coming into the very presence of the Lord, it is then lives can be changed. Lives will never be the same when Jesus touches them. And you can just walk, you can't just walk away the same person as you were before after having this encounter with Jesus. You know, when I first came here, you know, I wasn't sure. Every time somebody ministered from this platform, the word was for me. It seemed to target me, but it was the way Jesus got into my life. It was that one encounter where Jesus changed my life. You know, these encounters tend to draw us closer, making us want to know more about him. To know more about him, to love him, and to serve him as well. You know, and being changed is what is necessary in people's lives today. If they are to be saved, it's the Lord who makes the changes. No one else. The Lord will make that change within us, and it's by his Holy Spirit. In Zacchaeus, we can see a picture of how someone can be changed. You know, might have been the worst man in the land at the time, but people can be changed. One encounter he had with Jesus. When he first got to where Jesus was passing by, he couldn't see anything, we read, because he was little and the crowd was so great. But he wasn't going to let that stop him, it tells us. Verse 4 says, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Zacchaeus had come to see Jesus. Something was drawing in his heart. In John 6 it says, Jesus taught us that no man comes to the Lord except the Spirit draws him. The Spirit draws him. Also, John 6, verse 37, it says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no way cast out. When people are drawn to seek after Jesus, drawn to come to him, he will not cast anyone away. He won't turn them aside, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance and eternal life. Because that is what Jesus' purpose was when he came to earth, to save the lost. So the plan is there. The work of Jesus, should we say, is finished, bringing this plan forward by taking the world's sins upon the cross. So God has made every provision for men and women to be saved. Nobody can say that God wouldn't save them, or nobody could say that they had come to him for salvation only to have him turn them away. That is not in his remit. He welcomes anyone who comes to him. And when we come to him in true repentance, what does he do? He puts his arm around us. He welcomes us in. We are his child. He cuddles us. You might not understand that, do you? Yeah, I think you do. He cuddles us in like we do with our children. And when we come to him, the greatest part is we don't have to introduce ourselves either. He doesn't have to ask any questions, because he knows it all about us. He knows every little thing about us. Even before we go to him, he knows. The one thing that we can see out of this account of Zacchaeus coming to Jesus is that Jesus knew all about him. He knew his name. He knew about everything in his life, what had happened. He knew what he was like. And he also knew what he needed right at that time. So when Jesus came into this world, he came with a mission. And that was to seek and to save that which was lost. And Zacchaeus was that person right at that time. It doesn't say he came to seek and save those who were rich, or to just seek and save the poor. He came to save and seek all that was lost. So salvation is not just for the rich or just for the poor. Salvation is for the lost. Salvation is for those who want and desire eternal life also. For those who see their need and people who want to be changed. Because that is the crux of the matter. You have to come to Jesus. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Salvation today is the gift of God. He sent his Son to die in our place. The whole plan of God for man is to reach, the whole plan of God for man is reaching lost souls. And today it's an active working plan. You know, it's not a plan from all those years ago. It's not a plan for 50, 60 years ago. It is a plan for today. It is a plan that's a working plan. Someone comes along and speaks to someone about his or her need of salvation and plants a seed. Someone else will come along and water that seed. And another comes along to harvest it and bring that person into the assurance of salvation. You know, it's not just done willy-nilly, should we say. It's not just done easily. It is done by plan. And God's purpose is to reach out to those lost souls. It's not a matter of who the person is. It's a matter of them coming to Jesus for salvation. So Zacchaeus was more fortunate in his life than most that day. He had a lot of money, and it tells us that he was rich. Tax collectors often collected a lot more than they were supposed to collect. So they made a lot of money for themselves in collecting taxes. But it tells us that he was chief collector. In other words, he probably made more gain than the rest because he had the opportunity to make profit from what he was doing. It made him rich. But you know, his riches didn't satisfy him. His riches didn't do what people would think riches would do. If that did, why was he climbing a tree? Why was he at that place at that time? Here he is now. He's heard about Jesus. And he's climbed up into a sycamore tree to get a better look at the man as he passes by. At least he could find out what this man looked like. But why was he here? But why was he there? Verse 5 says, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.'" What a shock. He must have nearly fell out the tree, and I mean come down out the tree. But him being there at that moment when Jesus was passing by, this wasn't something that just happened. Or was it something that was made to happen? God works in miraculous ways, doesn't he? Jesus stopped right under the tree where Zacchaeus was. That wasn't just by chance. There's no such thing. When Jesus moves, when God moves, it's by his plan. In this we can see the purpose of God in all salvation. Here we have Zacchaeus up the tree, and the Lord calls him by his name. and tells him to come down from that tree, for today he must abide in his house. Wasn't the case that, just come down, I want to have a quick talk to you. I must abide in your house. There's a must in there. This is Zacchaeus' day. This is his opportunity, because this is the day that the Lord has chosen to meet Zacchaeus' need. A day where he can make it right with God. A day where he can be saved. Where he can be truly born again by the Spirit. He has a day where his life can be changed. That is if only he will receive it though. He was there for a reason. What is he going to do? I suppose things would have started going really fast in his mind. How did he know my name? You know, how did he know I was up that tree? Why is he calling me? Why does he need to come to my house? What is Jesus going to do with me now that he's invited himself to come to my house? Is this little man really important to Jesus? The smallest, the unscrupulous person is important to Jesus. We know he's collected a lot of money that he hasn't really worked for. Jesus knows that. He knows all about Zacchaeus. You know, here we have the scene, all these people gathered along the road, a lot of souls for Jesus to talk to and to win, yet he picks out this one person. So of course, yes, Zacchaeus is important to Jesus. We as individuals are all important to God, each and every one of us. But Jesus has reached out to this soul to minister to him right at that time. You know, can you imagine what the buzz would have been like there? And what must have been something like electrifying about his presence, that wherever he was, things began to happen. And this would have been amazing to the people, because they would have known who Zacchaeus was. They would have known what he had done and what he was doing. But for Jesus to be there and just to call him down out of that tree. So now Zacchaeus has that invitation from God. In verse 6 he says, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Joyfully he received him. He responded to Jesus' invitation and came down to him so quickly. He may have been wondering a lot of things, but we notice that he got a pleasant surprise from the Lord. The Lord reached out to him. He reached out to show mercy to him and to let him know that he knew the state he was in and that there was going to be a change made in his life. Verse 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be a guest of a man that is a sinner. I'm so glad Jesus didn't overlook me when I came to him. I was as sinful as what he was. Now Jesus must have raised a few eyebrows. I've had a few eyebrows raised. When I come to know the Lord, it'll never last. 30 odd year. I didn't know myself if it would last the first few weeks. But God knew. God knew. They didn't think it was right for Jesus to go with Zacchaeus, and a lot of people would have had the same thoughts like that about me. Why is he going to church? There are always people who think what you should be doing or you shouldn't be doing. But the most important thing is that we have to be willing to obey God. When he calls you down out, well, I was going to say, when he called you down out of that tree, you might have been up a tree wherever you were, but when he called you, you come down. You come down to him. You know, we can't let everyone's feelings stop us from coming to Jesus. We have to do it on our own, so that we don't obey the Spirit of God when he's leading us to do something or not to do something. We have to do things on our own. We have to listen to what Jesus is saying to us. When he says come, you've got to come. He never pushes you away, like I said before. He never puts you to one side. He tells you to come. Verse 10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that was lost. Those onlookers murmured that Jesus went to be the guest of a sinner. There would be those saying, isn't that awful? He's going to go to his house. He mustn't know what he's doing here. Just to think that Jesus would go to a sinner's house and eat dinner with him. How could he ever lower himself to eat with a sinner like Zacchaeus? But what is a sinner today? A sinner is a lost soul. Someone who was, should we say, misguided. A sinner is off track, on the wrong way, on the wrong road. Someone who doesn't know the Lord. Someone who needs to know the Lord. Reaching out to sinners was the work of Jesus. And it's our work today also. We have to reach out to those who are lost. But these people were looking at this with the mind and attitude that it was a terrible thing that Jesus would go and eat dinner with a sinner. What would they have done if he had wanted to come to their house on that day? Maybe they would have realised just how lost they really were and how far from him they were at that time. We understand that Zacchaeus was a sinner and Jesus came to seek and save sinners just like him. He had to be given the opportunity, a way to reach out to Jesus for his salvation. He didn't know at the time, but when Jesus called him down, that was enough. What would happen in our lives if we were not given the opportunity? Where would we be today? So Zacchaeus had come down to Jesus, and those around and about were murmuring, it says, because Jesus was going to be his guest. Now what will take place was Zacchaeus coming into the presence of the Lord. They didn't know. They didn't know what will happen to him because of the Lord's intervention in his life at that time. How would the Lord deal with this man, this sinner, and how would he personally talk to him? Was it he would need to hear, what was it he would need to hear for his heart to be changed? So Zacchaeus is standing at the bottom of the tree, standing in the presence of God, standing in the presence of Jesus with all the people around him. They haven't left to go to his house just yet. Well, let's look at what already begins to take place. In verse 8 it says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, that half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. What changed this man's attitude? And suddenly he begins to give away loads of money. This is not the type of man he is. He coveted money. He wanted more money at the time. But here he is, he's giving money away. Just what had happened to him? Money wasn't an issue to him now. It was everything to him beforehand. Excuse me. It was everything to him beforehand, but now it's not an issue. What happened to him was when he came down and stood before the Lord, he started to repent. He started to repent. And to repent is to change one's mind, to turn around and begin to go in the opposite direction from where you are going, willing to turn from wrong to good. Yeah, he was ready to give away half of his goods to the poor. For something powerful has come into this man's life. Something is changing the way he's thinking, the way his heart is moving. And when we come into the presence of the Lord, we too can expect things to happen, can't we? We can expect hearts to be dealt with, people being brought to the place of wanting to repent and making things right with God, to receive the Lord into their hearts and to get saved. Zacchaeus was not only willing to give half his goods to the poor, but also made it right with anyone who had taken money from by false accusation. Those he had taken advantage of by taking more money for taxes than he had actually owed. He was going to give these people money back four times what he had taken. He must have had the money. He was a rich man, we know that. But here he is, he's willing to part with the money he has, repenting of his sins. We also should look at how the Lord deals with our heart as well, and how our lives are changed when we repent. You know, we have to recognize the dealings of how the Lord is and just how powerful he is to change people's lives. Zacchaeus wanted to do the right thing, but had he gone far enough? And at times, we must examine ourselves to see how far we have gone with God. Are we still a little bit stagnant from when we first started to know him? Or have we moved forward? It's a thing to think about. You know, nobody asked him, Zacchaeus this is, to do what he had done. And the Lord certainly didn't tell him to do what he had done either. But Zacchaeus had felt it in his heart. He had a need to repent and get straightened out with God. You know, if we look in Luke 21, verses 2 and 4, it says, he also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people give their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of poverty, put in all she had to live on. This is a totally opposite end to where Zacchaeus was. This woman had nothing. He had everything, but he was willing to give that away for his salvation. He would give everything away for his salvation. He would be in the same destitute place where this woman was. So would he still give them two little mites? I'm sure he would. He'd met with Jesus. So just like this lady, we should be mindful of others as well. And as a child of God, we have a duty and a concern for others as well. Zacchaeus was one of the worst sinners that we read about in the Bible. Yet, God was concerned about him. You know, even Job thought this way also, and he acted upon it. He didn't just want to help the poor and needy with what he had. He needed to seek and to find the people in need who he could help. Yes, it was to help in different circumstances. Job 29 verse 16 says, I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. All different things Job helped people with. But what about us? Do we ever have those feelings for the people outside that we could help? It's not a case of giving money. It's not a case of giving possession. It might be just a case of a word that they need to hear. Do we ever get the feelings in our heart that challenge us when the Lord is dealing with us and asking us to come closer or to reach out further to people, to do our part in what we're called to do today. Now Jesus and Zacchaeus are standing here under the sycamore tree, and it would be great if we could just get under that sycamore tree ourselves sometimes and just spend a few moments with the Lord. Maybe that would straighten us out a little bit better. Might take a lot of our problems away. Might give us a lot of problems. But when Jesus was upon this earth, a whole lot of lives were changed. Why? Because he had compassion. He came to save the lost. And we were all lost at one time. You know, he showed compassion, it tells us in the Bible. You know, in Matthew 15 and 32 it says, then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me for now for 3 days. They have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. You know, Jesus seen what was needed in people's lives. He seen what it was needed in Zacchaeus' life. He seen what was needed in my life and in your lives as well. You know, he was in this time reaching out to people with compassion that motivated and controlled his heart. He knew exactly what people needed. He knows exactly what people need today. You know, and it's only the Holy Spirit that can lead us to do things that we would never dream of today. And we can see this with Zacchaeus. No problem. Half my goods I'm going to give to the poor, and anything I've taken wrongfully, I'm going to restore fourfold. So what does it take for a man or a woman to change? Well, it takes the working of the Holy Spirit, firstly, getting in to take hold of someone's life. This is what Jesus done when he called them down. It's in those times when we can expect to see results in the lives of people, but it takes the work of God to change lives. Sometimes we may be involved, but we can't complete the changing of lives. It has to be the Spirit of God dealing with the hearts of people. You know, if Jesus stopped by the tree where we were hiding, what would he want of you? Would you be afraid, not knowing what his intentions were? Or is it a case of, what's he stopping here for? Is he calling my sins into question? Or could it be, he just wants to save you? He wants you to have eternal life tonight. Because that was his intention on that day when he stopped by the sycamore tree and called Zacchaeus down. So what would come out of this? Verse 9, Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. Today salvation has come to our lives. You know, there was a great working of the Spirit in the life of Zacchaeus. People couldn't see it by their eyes, but if they watched, they would see the results of the working of God. God changes lives. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, this was Jesus' purpose in coming into this world. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Because the righteous should already be serving God and should be walking uprightly before him. So there shouldn't be a problem there. There should already be people with a love of God in their hearts, with the Spirit of God at work in their lives and going on with him. And that's where I hope we are tonight. I hope we are in that situation where God just has to say, well done, good and faithful servant. But there are those still in our lives, in our families, in our neighbours who need their sins dealt with. But what would have happened if Jesus had listened to those people that day? What an awful thing for Jesus to go to a house of such a sinner. It wasn't an awful thing. It was a good thing. He sought out Zacchaeus to save him because he was a sinner. So how important is that to God today? Jesus wants us to love him the way he loves us. He wants people to love him. What does the word say? We love him because he first loved us. And that is why he seeks to save the lost, because he loves them. Amen.